Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I won't let my body outweigh everything that I'm made of. Won't spend my life trying to change. I'm learning to love who I am. I am strong, I feel free. I know every part of me is beautiful. And I will always outweigh. If you feel it, put your hands in the air. Show some love to the mirror while you're there. Let's take it one day at a time. Cause you and I outweigh.
Happy Saturday, Outweigh fam. I am back with Melissa Giovanni. She's a registered dietitian in Nashville and founder of Balanced Nutrition Counseling. If you missed last week's episode, I encourage you to go listen. We talked about living in a toxic environment. If you're someone that is actively in recovery and you're around all these triggers all the time, you might need some tools for your toolbox to help navigate some of that. And, you know, we're going to talk today about something we've touched on before, but I love hearing different experts and their thoughts around it and what they like to encourage clients to do, because you never know what little nuggets you're going to get that are different. And we're going to talk about having a healthy relationship with exercise while working on recovery, because depending on people's recovery puzzle, let's call it that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Just popped into my head, Melissa. But
yeah,
there's different components. There's different pieces. Like there's the big puzzles, like, okay, the body image, eating disorder, whatever was making that up. But then there's like the food part. You have to let go of different things. Like for me, I started to allow different foods back in. So I let go of some of the orthorexia, but I was still trying to control because I used my Fitness Pal. right? Like I was letting myself eat whatever, but I still was logging it.
Sure.
And still obsessing over, you know, if I ate a waffle that had one egg, but it made seven waffles, I was calculating the division of that egg kind of thing, which is like not a fun place to be at all whatsoever. So there's that, you know, those are different pieces to the puzzle. Then there's the workout piece. It's like, oh, well, I used to, going to the gym was my buddy in my eating disorder. It's like, oh, my nice little companion gonna, you know, force me to go to the gym today. Love it, even though I was miserable half the time. But everyone has different things that they do that make up their whole puzzle. And I think it's very normal, Melissa, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but to take it, you know, one thing at a time. Like some people might be able to like put that puzzle together and be like, okay, this is my plan. But for me, it was a slow roll. I'm a slow learner, and I had to take it one puzzle piece at a time. And some of them I didn't even realize that they were actually a problem until as I'm actively in recovery, like a light bulb went off of like, oh, wait, this seems off. This seems weird. And luckily I have expert friends that I was able to confide in and say, hey, I'm still kind of holding on to this thing. Is that weird? Like I literally have to work out 7 days a week, but I think I'm doing it for my mental health. And then they would help me unpack that. And so how do we have a healthy relationship with exercise if we're talking about that piece of the puzzle?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're totally right that it is a slow process and you can't just like tackle everything at the first go of it. It's going to take some time. A healthy relationship with exercise, I personally think, is going to look different for each individual person. So like somebody without an eating disorder, or maybe someone who's never struggled with food or exercise, might be able to have an exercise plan where they know what they're doing the whole week. They have it set out. They're going to these classes or doing this XYZ at the gym. While someone who has gone through recovery or is working on recovery, that might be pretty triggering, because if X happens and they miss a day, they feel a ton of guilt and anxiety and aren't able to eat that day. So I think it really just depends on the person and what your healthy relationship with exercise is going to look like. And it's important to take time to define that with your team, if you're working with a dietitian and a therapist, and figuring out what is that going to look like for you and writing that down. Doing things that you enjoy, I think, is one piece of that puzzle. So not dreading whatever it is that you're doing for a movement is important. Thinking about, is this movement that takes energy, but also gives me energy back? It's not just taking energy and making me feel really drained and I hate it. That's not going to be helpful or a healthy thing to do. Oh, not doing movement that hurts. So if someone, maybe you really enjoy running, but it hurts your knees, that's not...
I can give you an example.
Yeah.
I trained for a marathon in college, and I'm pretty sure it was for the sole purpose of like, if I train for a marathon, I'm going to lose so much weight.
Yeah.
And I completely messed up my knee in the process. Yes, I ran 26.2 miles. I did not lose any weight. In fact, I think I gained because I was eating like so many carbs, which carbs are not bad.
Sure.
But because I was restricting and binging, I was binging on the carbs. So there was no balance there at all whatsoever. It just, I had it all backwards. My motives were completely off, but then I was too locked into the challenge and I didn't want to quit, even though my knee was killing me. And I had to take like ibuprofen, you know, every 4 miles. My mom and my boyfriend at the time were meeting me at different benchmarks to hand me more pills.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And I was just popping them, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this marathon. And it totally backfired on me. And I was miserable and it sucked. And then also another example of that would be, everyone was doing CrossFit at some point, and I just thought, oh, which for some people, CrossFit is cool and it is the thing and it's their jam. It was not my jam, but I thought, oh, I'm going to do all this. I'm going to burn all these calories. And I was torturing myself. And like, I literally think I injured my tailbone because I feel like I have a tiny little tail.
Yeah.
Like some people don't have that bone that sticks out, but you know, like boat pose at yoga. I cannot do that because of my bone, the way it sticks out. It feels like a little tail.
Okay.
Which I don't know if that means I have a tail or not. Some of my, like my daughter feels it and she's like, what is this bone? And I'm like, I don't know. My bone just feels weird. But anyway, I remember being at CrossFit and I rubbed that little bone, like that skin on my tailbone, raw. But I was like, this is the workout of the season and everyone's doing it. And this is what is getting everybody fit. So I have to be doing CrossFit, even though I was miserable and my tailbone was raw.
Yeah. Which is just awful. Yes,
good example. Yeah. The running, the CrossFit, whatever, insert whatever it is for you. Hey, listener, like whatever you've been forcing yourself to do, even though you're miserable, that's it.
Yes, totally. And it's so normalized, like no pain, no gain, you know, like the fitness type culture. I mean, it's super normalized that, oh, you know, just push through it. You'll be okay. You know, that's, you're going to get results if you keep doing it. So unfortunately, that's super normalized. And then I think thinking of the other reasons, or actually not even other, just like healthy reasons that you are going to move your body. So what are the reasons that we do this? Like you mentioned, you kind of were telling yourself that it was for your mental health, but maybe it wasn't at that time. But for mental health could be a healthy reason to move our body because it feels good. It gives us energy for our overall health and well-being to feel strong.
Well, for my mental health, I did think I needed to go because I thought I was going to go crazy if I didn't, because if I didn't work out, then like, I spiraled into like, what is going to happen to my body? And I ate this.
Yeah. Da, 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 da.
So in a way, yes, it was for mental health, but what's a mantra or something we can say to ourselves to start rewiring our brain that that is not true? Like it actually is not true. I will be fine if I don't go to the gym. But I don't know if there's like a cuter mantra or way to say that. Of like, on the last episode, you gave us one. So I was like, oh, maybe there's something that we can just keep in our pocket to say, it's not a sin if you don't go to the gym.
I love that.
I don't know. That's probably not good.
I don't have a great mantra for that one, but that's a good one.
You're not gonna die if you stop training for the try.
Right. Yes. That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, I used to do triathlons too. I don't know. Come up with your own little saying, but just know that it's very normal if you're having those thoughts. And that can be the tricky part because you're trying to also, yes, it seems mental at the time, but the freedom you're going to feel once you're able to let go of that. Is I just want to offer you that there is hope, because I know it seems so far off because you maybe have been working out this hardcore for 20 years or more.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety? Struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
I think the other thing to remind yourself, it's not a mantra, but in that scenario, as far as like, okay, I'm going to be so anxious if I don't exercise today, is kind of thinking of the short term versus the long term, big picture. Short term, yes. If we're, the goal is maybe to not exercise tomorrow as like a challenge to work through some of the compulsive exercise or over-exercise, you probably are going to be really anxious, and we can talk about how to handle that. But in the long run, like you said, it's so much better. The freedom, you feel better about movement, you feel better overall, but short term, it can feel really overwhelming. So trying to think of like the big picture, a little longer term. Short term, yeah, I'm going to be really uncomfortable. Long term, I'm going to feel a lot better.
And, you know, prioritizing sleep is something that is, well, for me, has been a gift in recovery, because I used to, if I hadn't gotten my workout in, even if it was 11 p.m., I would stay up and work out.
Yeah.
But now I have that permission to not. And so I'm able to just, if I didn't get the workout in, even if I had planned it for the day and I was hopeful for that, if it didn't happen, I can lay down and know that I am going to be okay.
Totally. At that point, it isn't even doing what you're trying to do. Like the exercise at 11 p.m. or when we're not prioritizing sleep and you're getting up at like 3 a.m. to go do whatever, and you've only slept 4 hours, your body is under such a state of stress now. We haven't gotten enough sleep. You're anxious about working out and stressing about that. And it's just, it's not even healthy at that point. It's actually doing the opposite. It's harming our health overall versus helping.
Yeah. And I think of different weekends where I've had friends in, or I've gone to visit friends and I've prioritized a workout. I think if there's something you enjoy doing and you're in a town and like there's a beautiful lake you can run around.
Yeah.
Okay, sure, schedule a run. Or there's your favorite yoga instructor is in this city and you're visiting. Mm-hmm. Okay, schedule that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where I've been maybe somewhere for 48 hours and I knew both of those days I was getting in some sort of workout, and the friend I was with didn't really work out, so then it took time away, and it just was counter to what I was actually trying to accomplish there. But I had to face the music that my eating disorder actually made me incredibly selfish at times, and because I was very hyper-focused on that, and I would miss out on connection because I had to get in a workout.
Totally. And that, you know, there's so many like layers to the exercise piece, I think, with eating disorder recovery, because it might be, you know, over-exercise or compulsive exercise. It might be kind of like what you just mentioned, more like obligatory exercise. So like, I have to do this. I cannot miss a day. And then it could also be exercise resistance, which I feel like isn't always talked about as much, but where for a variety of reasons, someone might not be exercising at all throughout their journey. And then we have to work towards some movement in the future.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think we've ever talked about exercise resistance here.
Yeah, it can show up in a lot. I think, firstly, someone who may be over-exercised for a long time, this is just one example I'm thinking of, they, in their eating disorder, they over-exercise and then they are taking a break throughout recovery. And then there's some resistance to get back into movement because the fear of going back to that place of over-exercise or just not finding things you enjoy, or you've just enjoyed resting and it's not a priority anymore. You don't want to do any sort of exercise now, which is totally okay.
I used to say often, like, just find a way to move early on in my recovery. I'm like, it doesn't matter what it looks like, just find a way to move. Cause I think I was still doing like tracking my steps, yeah, which is another thing that I eventually had to let go of. Cause I remember at night, sometimes I would be pacing from my bathroom to my room just to make sure that I hit my step goal before I climbed into my bed.
Yes.
So it's so weird that sometimes I'd pace around my kitchen just to get those steps. But anyway, it was very much, even though I was easing into recovery, I was still trying to encourage people to move. Mm-hmm. And it's really not my place to ever tell anybody to move because I don't know their full story and I don't know where they're coming from. And the big picture of health was always painted for us that it's like food and exercise. Mm-hmm. And you even posted a graphic about this on Instagram. Y'all can find Melissa, All the Foods, SRDS. But you said what diet culture and wellness culture says determine health. And there's two bullet points, food, exercise. Mm-hmm. And then what actually impacts our health, genetics, stress, sleep, access to food, connections, environment, food, exercise, relationship with food, time outdoors, education, access to healthcare. Like there's so many different things going on for each individual and what that means and looks like in the different life experiences that we had. So yeah, you just have to tap into yourself and where you are in the journey. And hopefully if you have access to consult with someone that can guide you along, even if someone means well, if you have that exercise resistance, we have never discussed this. So I'm just kind of thinking through how I know in the early days, I thought I was being helpful saying, I wasn't saying go out and run or take the super hard class. I'm like, just go for a walk, whatever you're doing to move your body each day. But I've since learned that actually might not be helpful for someone to hear.
Yeah. It could also look like exercise resistance, maybe not necessarily resistance, but just, I guess it kind of is, just that word kind of feels weird in this situation, but maybe, you know, someone living in a larger body that feels uncomfortable going to a yoga studio where primarily everyone there is in a thin body. And there's not any like modifications given to fit their body type. So they're not sure how to move and they feel uncomfortable. And it's just a hard situation to walk into that and not have someone there to support you and whatnot, or moving hurts in whatever way that they're trying to move. So I think there's a lot of like nuances to that piece, I guess.
Yeah. So much to consider for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Melissa, thank you for talking through exercise and recovery and having a healthy relationship with that. Is there any closing thoughts you'd like to add?
I think we kind of covered most of it. I think just the primary things would be looking for things that you enjoy that naturally feel good and not focusing on it changing your body or weight in any way.
Well, I'll close with one more Instagram post that you put up that was just a cute little reminder graphic that said, a healthy relationship with exercise means a day off or a week off or a break from exercise for however long doesn't cause anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the caption you put, not exercising isn't going to cause anxiety if we have a healthy relationship with movement. Mm-hmm. If you can't take a day off or miss a workout for a social event or rest more just because you want to or because of an injury, it might be time to take a look at your relationship with movement and your body. So if that's
absolutely
hitting a chord with anybody, it's okay. You're not alone. It's just time to do some reflection and then maybe have some conversations.
Totally.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you, Melissa. And Melissa will be back next Saturday. And we're going to talk about how to handle ways to recover in a diet obsessed, toxic culture. Because like, yes, everywhere you turn, I mean, the diet industry is like $1 billion. And
yeah,
fun fact, I used to work at a weight loss clinic in college.
Okay.
So, yeah. I was all up in it. I had no idea. So we'll see y'all next Saturday. Bye.
Hold up. You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.